Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. For the 26th of March, I'm your host, Paul White. I want to encourage you to check out our schedule page. We're taking a few weeks hiatus as I relax at home with the family and attend a lot of my son's final high school baseball season games. This is the real time of the year where he plays a lot. I try to be home as much as I can, so I've come off the road a little bit. We're doing some stuff in California. I just did a meeting in Victorville, California, and we are going to go back out in just a couple weeks as we head to the Midwest. You can see our schedule, where we're going, if we're coming to your area, and we're booking things all the time, some of which is not yet solid. We are working on a booking in the summertime for Canada. We are also going to go back to the Gulf Coast in the summer, go back to the southeast of the U.S. in the summer. We've booked, or in tentative talks of booking, an overseas trip in the fall, and we will be going into possibly into Calgary, Alberta in the fall as well, as we go back into Canada. So we've got several things on the agenda. Always check us out, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. Okay, Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. We arrive at what is certainly one of the more important moments in the development of the new covenant, and probably one of the more pivotal moments in the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul. This is such a big deal, and it is not just this isolated moment where Paul decides to show you that there's no longer a distinction between a Jew and a Gentile. I don't think most of us realize how big this is, and I also don't think most of us have ever really thought about the fact that the modern church completely disagrees with what Paul is saying here. Now, think of it in these terms. I don't want to influence the way you think, so let me rephrase that. Consider this opinion. A lot of people talk about Judaism as this alternate religion held by God's chosen people who are just wrong about their Messiah, but will get it right someday, and God will make sure that they do. Taken to the nth degree, I've even heard evangelical leaders, famous leaders, comment that Israel has their own covenant, that they don't have to come in the same way a Gentile comes in. This is so prevalent that when we read things like Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, you are all one in Christ Jesus. It is as if we ignore the fact that Paul breaks down a spiritual distinction. Now, I will admit, there are still Jews. That's not Paul's point. There are still Jews. There are still Greeks. The same as there are still male, there are still female. There are bond and there are free. But Paul is putting everyone on the same level. And it's that I think is disagreed with by a lot of segments of the church. Paul doesn't do it only in Galatians. He does it in Romans 10. He does it in Colossians 3. In Colossians 3, he adds, there's neither circumcised nor uncircumcised. Christ is all in all. What Paul is trying to do is not say there's no such thing as a male and there's no such thing as a female, or there's no such thing as a slave and there's no such thing as a free. He admits there is such thing as a Jew and there is such thing as a Gentile. But what Paul is saying is that no longer does being a male make you superior to being a female, or being free make you superior to being a slave, or being a Jew make you superior to being a Gentile, nor vice versa. God hasn't flipped the role to where a slave is now better than a free man, a female now better than a male, a Greek now better than a Jew. Paul is saying that in Christ, there is just one human family. There is just one level of person, one degree of individual. And I might be preaching to the choir, and B, I might be saying something you completely don't understand or don't agree with. You might say, I don't know anyone who thinks that there is this separate class of individual called Judaism or called Israel, but I've seen it in my own experience that that is exactly the case, that there's this thought that there is this almost superiority to being God's chosen people. I even had a minister tell me he was raised with a certain inferiority complex. And I experienced a little bit of that when I come into the whole Israel teaching. But he said, I was raised with a severe inferiority complex that I wasn't born Jewish and come to Christ. Because if I'd have been born Jewish and come to Christ, I'd have had the best of both worlds. I'd have had the blessings of the new covenant, plus I'd have had the joys of being God's chosen people. And I think we've missed it if that's the way we view this entire thing, is that there is some advantage. Christ came, we love to say this, the ground is level at the foot of the cross. And what we mean by that is that everybody is equally lost when they get to Calvary and need saved. But Christ did not come to make only the ground level at the foot of the cross. Christ come so that we would all be level at the resurrection as well. So that in Christ as new creation realities, there's no one better than anyone else. In fact, why don't we say that? Why, when we say the ground is level at the foot of the cross, why don't we follow that with the ground is just as level at the door of the resurrection, at the door of the empty tomb? Because we are all starting as new creations in Him, and there isn't one preferred over the other. We'll move forward with these latter verses of Galatians 3 tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.